But for now, though, I want to talk a little bit about electric vehicles and electric cars, because a statistic came across my emails during the week and I thought it was very interesting. Apparently, here in Kerry, electric vehicle drivers spend an average of 12.07 hours plugged in per electric vehicle charging session. And would you believe that that's the highest in the country? And that's according to data from EASO, which is Ireland's leading private EV charger provider. And it really does give you a snapshot of how the electric transition is taking place, is taking shape rather, here in Kerry. And to chat more about that, Victor Balfrey, who's commercial sales director at EASO, is on the line. Welcome to the show, Victor.
Hello, Deirdre. Thank you for having me.
Lovely to talk to you. How did you collate these figures first of all, for the amount of sessions, the amount of hours people spend plugged in, charging their cars?
So I suppose just to give you a really quick background, EASO will be the largest public network in the country. So on our network, we have approximately 4,500 chargers. We have just over 115,000 users. So we obviously have a lot of data on our users, the patterns where they're using. And then I suppose you factor in as well, the majority of EV drivers will spend most of their time between 85 and 90% charging at home. So I suppose it's collating all that data together. We've come up with those figures by county. I suppose the other point, which is interesting, obviously, to your point, in Kerry, it is the highest, as in the amount of charging time that people are spending. What that would suggest to us is that more people are spending more time charging on AC chargers, so more lower power chargers. But the other interesting factor, Kerry, is on the other end of the scale, they have had this year to date the second highest number of new EV registered by county in the country. So they've had, from last year, they've had 103% increase on electric vehicles registered this year. So I think in one, I suppose, side, it shows the appetite, and the other side, maybe it shows that the charging infrastructure needs to catch up a little bit in Kerry. And we have been doing, in fairness, we've been working with a lot of people and sports clubs and private individuals and private entities in Kerry, and we've had a lot more chargers added this year, and I suppose a lot more coming before the end of the year.
Yeah, well, that's good to hear. And I wonder, Victor, is that what puts people off getting an electric car, this fear that there won't be enough places for them to charge it?
I think so. I think that, like, traditionally, I think the fear for people moving from an ICE vehicle, so your petrol or diesel vehicle, to electric has been, oh, well, what if I'm going on a long journey, or I'm going someplace and I don't have, there isn't someplace I can charge. To be honest, I think that's changed an awful lot, and especially in the last 2 years, as I said, with the number of public charge points that are coming on now and the advances in cars themselves, that the range has gotten an awful lot better. Like an electric vehicle now, realistically, I could drive from the Dingle Peninsula to Donegal without having to stop. And I think that's something that people are realising, that in their day-to-day lives, the amount of time that they actually spend charging and on a charger is actually quite low. And the good thing, I suppose, with a charger is that you can actually factor it into your day-to-day life. So if you have a charger at home, you can obviously, when you're coming home from work or coming home from whatever during the day, you can plug your car in and charge it, and you're leaving the next morning or whenever you need to leave again with 100% battery. Or to that point, you're out, you're in Kerry, you need to drive to Dublin, you'll potentially drive all the way to Dublin, you might top up on the way back, but you're topping up enough to get back to your home charging, which is interesting on public charging. People generally on public, they charge enough to get to their final destination, whereas previously, I suppose, if you're going into your traditional forecourt, people were, they might fill their tank, or they'd know that their driving pattern was it was going to cost me 50 euros a week or 20 euros a week in petrol or diesel. Whereas this, with electric charging, people are looking at, okay, how much is it going to cost me to get home, where I can plug into my own electricity, I can benefit from night rates and different things like that. So it's a very different driving style for people.
It is indeed. And do most people who buy an electric vehicle buy a charger as well?
Yes, I think the majority do. In that, ideally, if you have your own parking space outside your house, it is going to be your cheapest and most convenient place to charge.
And are they very expensive, Victor?
Pardon?
Are the chargers very expensive to buy one for yourself, for your own car?
No, for your home, they can range from, less than €1,000 to maybe €1,500 on what functionality you have. And there's SEI grants as well that support that. So there's currently an SEI grant when you put in a new home charger, that the SEI give you €300, I suppose, towards the cost of that. A lot of car manufacturers, when you buy the car, and especially if you're buying a new car, will include a home install in that. The difficulty is, and it is that kind of thing, and we have a project in Dingle at the moment, a shared living project where potentially where people, I suppose, don't have their own driveway. It's how do we encourage those people into electric vehicles? And it's a scheme where we're looking at it's a scheme from the Department of Transport where potentially I have a charger in my house. I live on the Dingle Peninsula. I only use it a number of times a week. And when I'm not using it, I can open it to my neighbours, friends, the public to use. Like I said, it's very different than your traditional. You're almost turning your house all of a sudden has a fuel pump for your car. Whereas previously, I suppose, like if you wanted to top up your car, you had to go to a forecourt or a petrol station.
I see as well in the figures released that almost 600 new chargers have been added across Ireland. And that figure is going to continue to grow, I'd imagine, as people gradually switch from the traditional petrol and diesel to EVs.
Yeah, I've been with EGO 4 years now, and I suppose the growth over that period of time has been huge. We do see the growth between now and 2030. It's multiplying, like I said. Like I suppose even the fact that Kerry has had 103% increase in the number of electric vehicles registered this year as a new vehicle. It just shows that demand is there. So I think that 600 number obviously is across the country. And we see that growing. And even like as of, I suppose, the next 3 months in our own planning portfolio, we have 5 sites across Kerry that we are putting in high-speed chargers into. So it would be a 200 kilowatt fast charger, which would basically, I suppose, give you 100 kilometres in under 10 minutes. So, and that's generally what we see people topping up with on the public network. They don't top up, as I said, to 100% of their battery. They top up enough to get them home to where they need to go.
Yeah, okay, it's very interesting. So we're going to see a lot more of these. Just one final point as well. I was interested in the peak charging days during the year. August the 5th and August the 15th, which aren't very surprising, I suppose, peak holiday season. February the 28th, I wonder what did everybody charging their cars for on February 28th? Any theories, Victor?
Yeah, I think actually February is actually a different one. So in February, if you remember, and especially towards the end of February, we had an awful lot of power cuts across the country.
Ah, that was it.
People actually weren't able to charge at home for a couple of days because they didn't have power at home, and it actually showed a huge spike on the public network.
Ah, that explains
that. The good thing with it is that I suppose the public network was there, and that's a big thing for people to your point that people were worried that there wasn't enough chargers, but actually the public network was there and stayed active to allow drivers to still be able to top up.
Well, listen, I'm going to have to cut across you and say goodbye, Victor, because we have to go to Listowel for a live race. But it's been very interesting talking to you and hearing all about the growth of electric vehicles and particularly their popularity here in Kerry. Victor Balfrey, Commercial Sales Director at EZO, thank you so much for joining us. And we'll head now back to Listowel.